This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neils, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's so great to be with you today. And we love the fall weather, and it's just awesome outside. You know, and what? Go ahead.
It is. I mean, it's in the 60s at night, and man, it's perfect weather for big man.
Oh, please. Well, we wanted to talk about something that's really on our hearts right now, and it has to do with an event we've got coming up this weekend, and it just has to do with God's pursuit of us. You know, whether you know it or not, God is pursuing you every single day. And you might think, well, what exactly does that mean? He's after you. He wants your heart. He's constantly trying to draw you to himself. Okay? He is pursuing you like someone who is completely and totally in love with you. And you know what that's like. I know what that's like. And it's like, wow, when you realize this person loves me so much. Well, that's exactly the way God feels about you, except a gazillion times more than that. And where we're going with this is that sometimes we run from him for so long after being involved, maybe in things we shouldn't have been involved in our whole life, maybe wrong relationships, substance abuses, you know, just doing the wrong thing when we know we needed to be doing the right thing. And sometimes we just hit rock bottom. And that's okay too, because God will allow whatever it takes to get us to stop running from him. People say, you know, I found God. Nope, God is the one that found you. You just finally stopped running from him long enough. He's been there the whole time. And that's how much he loves you. It doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter what's been done to you. He never gives up on you. He loves you like crazy. If you're a parent, parents, you know how much you love your children. Imagine, God loves you so, so much more than that. We can't even put words to it. There are no words to even describe it. It's you just can't fathom it. That's his love for you. Mm-hmm. And that's what we wanted to share with you today, because we are helping a really special person by the name of Joni this weekend, and that is exactly her story. And she ran from God for so many years and lived a lifestyle that wasn't pleasing to him, but she was running from her feelings and didn't want to deal with a lot of things that had happened in her life, such as rape and divorce and abuse and addiction and health problems. So she just continued to, you know, find band-aids for all of that in a lot of different unhealthy ways, until one day she had a stroke, and she is just 1 year older than we are. So that really caught our attention. But thankfully, she has renamed it a stroke of grace, because through that was her rock bottom. You know what? That's when she finally stopped running from God, and he has completely renewed her mind and transformed her life. She's not there totally yet. None of us will be. And she's on an emotional roller coaster right now because of her health, but also because of her spiritual transformation. And it's been a beautiful thing to behold. And God's no respecter of persons. You know, he'll pursue you and pursue you and pursue you too. But you know what we want to do is encourage you to recognize it and decide for yourself, you know what? What I'm doing is not working. And I want change. And this is the definition of insanity. I've heard doing the same thing over and over, expecting change. Well, that's exactly right. So I personally want to encourage you to slow down and pay attention to those prompts, to God's hand on you, mm-hmm. to where he's intervening in your life. Because he can do radical things. Nothing and no one else in your life can provide for you. And I'm living proof of that too. How about you, honey? Mm.
This event we have going on this Friday for Joni, I mean, it's a perfect example that God is a God of second chances. I mean, you know, those of you who have read the scriptures or know some of the scriptures, most of you know of the prodigal son. I mean, the prodigal son ran off with his inheritance, and just squandered all of it. Just lived a lifestyle that he knew wasn't right. He knew better.
He had a lot of women too that yeah. he was spending his inheritance on.
Yeah, and so you know, and he ended up eating with the pigs, the slop, and he decided to go back home to his dad and just, you know, say, you know, I'm not even able to be your son anymore. That's what he thought. He was so low. So he was walking back to his home and thinking that his father was going to tell him to leave. And what happened? He saw his father running to him and embraced him and kissed him and said, I'm so glad you're back. Well, that was a parable that Jesus gave. And that father that was running towards him was Jesus. And that son that ran off and needed a second chance, that's you and me. That's who Jesus is. He's a God of second chances. And so that's why this weekend is so awesome. Because Joni has really struggled with this stroke and her previous life. And I can relate to it. So many years ago, man, I was going down a really bad path. And I would have died if I would have stayed on that path. But by the grace of God, and because he ran after me, he saved my life and gave me a life eternity. So, you know, in Psalms 24, verses 7 through 10, it shows who Jesus really, really is. Listen to this, and we'll talk about it here in just a second. Lift up your heads, O you gates, which means stop running, look at me, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up your everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? He is the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. What that basically is saying is this. Stop running. Lift your heads up and see who's running after you. He is the King of glory. That's what Joni did. She had to have a stroke to get her there. But that's okay. God will get you there one way or another. Okay? It doesn't matter how you get there to him. Just by golly that you get there. You know, and sometimes it's through a tragedy. Sometimes it's not. You know, sometimes it's, you know, it can be many, many ways. But Joni saw Jesus running towards her. And the difference is she opened her arms and embraced him. Mm-hmm. So that's what this event's about this weekend.
And we want you all to know the reason that we're having this event is to show God's goodness, to show that people that love Joni are stepping up to the plate, and they're going to pay off her medical bills. She has health insurance, but as we all know, she's got some out-of-pocket expenses that are exceeding what she's got coming in right now. And she wasn't planning on having a stroke as a school teacher. She's taking early retirement and... like I said, has health insurance, but this was not something that she was planning on this early. But people love her so much that they're stepping up to the plate. And we're going to have a fundraiser dinner Friday night. It's going to be a beautiful evening, a time of worship, salvation call. And we're going to get these bills paid off for her. And you say, why? Why would anybody do that? Well, that's because God has moved in their hearts.
That's right.
And they want to be his hands and his feet. See, that's what we are as the body of Christ. You may not see Jesus here in the flesh. He may not be walking around the earth like he was back in the day. But that's what he left us here to do. That's why we have him in us called the Holy Spirit to go about doing good like he did. That's what the Bible says. Jesus went about doing good. You know, when the love of God is in you, you can't help it. It's just evidence. It's just the cause and effect. And we're believing great things. And Joni is, her mind is blown by this outpouring of love from people. But see, again, that's what the love of God does. And it's the goodness of God that brings people to repentance. That's what the word says. I didn't say that. And so we just wanted to share this with you. Number one, to get you to stop long enough and realize, yeah, God's pursuing me. He has been pursuing me, and I don't want to have a stroke. I don't want to have something happen to where I go down so far that I end up like that. Well, we don't either. But we know this. He's pulling on you. He's pulling on your heartstrings. That's him, and you know it. So, you know, let this be a word for you today. Some of you think, well, this is not for me. I was thinking about that the other day. Hold on. If you were having thoughts like that the other day, what do you think this is? It's just more evidence of the Lord saying, hello, knocking on your heart. Hello. That's what we want you to understand. He's pursuing you every single day.
Well, listen, there's some of you out there right now that Teresa was saying that that God been knocking on your heart. Maybe something said at this podcast, something about Joni, or just maybe the outpouring of love being shown for no other reason because we love Jesus. Maybe that's tugging at your heart. But man, stop letting it tug at you and let it take you. Let it take you to a different place. Because the reason why you have that knocking at your heart is because you need to fill that void. And the only way you're going to do it is through the name of Jesus. So if you'd like to give your life to Jesus right now, man, we really encourage you to do so. So if you would please pray this prayer with me. You know that you're saved. Know that you are saved and you get to be with the King of Glory. Well, Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And you say, if I ask for forgiveness of my sins, that you will forgive me. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, today I give you my life. Today I give you my heart, my mind, and my soul. Thank you for being the King of Glory. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Well, listen, if you did give your life to Christ right then, we are so excited. And we'd love to hear from you at info@livingitup.org. Or you can go to our ministry page, Living It Up, Beginning Again. And just do in a comment section, hey, I gave my life to Jesus. Because we want to be praying for you. We want to be praying for you and your whole family. So we just love you. And thank you so much.
Well, until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up. And stop long enough to recognize God's pursuing you, okay? While beginning again.